Residents of a mobile home park in St. George recently formed a co-op that bought the property from its out-of-state owners. That by itself is not new. Mobile home parks are one of the few areas of low-cost housing in the state, and residents are eager to keep them open and affordable. But what makes the St. George situation unique and perhaps more risky is the park's long history of wastewater problems. The new owners will soon be on the hook financially to address any future issues, but as VPR's John Dillon reports, they say the risk is worth it to secure affordable housing.
Come on, guys.
There can't be just four of us.
I'll bake you an apple pie.
On a rainy and blustery day last week, a few of the new owners of St. George Villa posed for a photo in front of a big banner that proudly declares, "We own it." Residents formed co-ops to buy this 120-unit park and another in nearby Hinesburg from owners in Massachusetts for a total of $6.7 million. But the closing on the St. George property was delayed because of recurring problems with wastewater systems.
This is the leach field that they reenacted for the extra homes that were on another leach field across the road.
St. George Co-op President Lori King and Interim Secretary Sandy Jarvis show where the most recent work was done. The Massachusetts-based owner hooked up a leach field that had been taken out of service.
They had disconnected it for some reason.
To give it a rest.
And then we reconnected into it because it's still suitable.
Other work included installing a new septic tank and repairing a crushed sewer pipe. The owner, Mark Kaufman, also agreed to put $55,000 in escrow to cover future repairs. But Jarvis says she knows there may be other problems down the road with the park's wastewater infrastructure. So she says everyone is a bit nervous about what they're getting into.
We've done all the due diligence to get here. Now we have to put everything in action. So that's the part that makes you nervous. Are we making the right decisions and recommendations going forward?
The St. George Co-op is the fourth member-owned mobile home park to buy their property this year alone. It's an option many mobile home park residents are turning to as parks go up for sale and the people who live there want to preserve their housing. The park charges lot rents at $455 a month for people who own their units. So resident Sue Williams says St. George Villa, like other mobile home parks, is one of the few options for affordable housing in booming Chittenden County.
Especially for me. I'm single. I have Social Security to depend on.
Jarvis says the park is also attractive for people with young families who otherwise would struggle to find an apartment they can afford.
I bought here because, you know, in 15, 17 years I'll be retiring. My home will be paid off. I'll just be paying the lot rent and my utilities. It's affordable.
But there is still the question of how much work the park's sewer and water systems will need in the future. Kim Greenwood is director of the Environmental Compliance Division at the State Department of Environmental Conservation. She says St. George Villa has a thick file covering several wastewater problems.
The complaints have related to surfacing sewage, so basically failures of on-site wastewater systems of various lots in the park.
Greenwood says other mobile home parks face similar, although usually less severe, challenges because they're often located in wetter areas that may not be ideal for leach fields.
The mobile home parks that we interact with seem to have a lot of obstacles and a lot of people rooting for them, but still a lot of obstacles.
The residents at St. George Villa seem to be well aware of the obstacles and are preparing financially. Sandy Jarvis, the co-op secretary, says you can't really predict the repairs that lie ahead. But she says a portion of the lot rent will be set aside to pay for future work, so the risk is worth it.
I'm not going to say it didn't give me second thoughts, but I thought moving forward was more in the interest of the homeowners rather than sitting back and hoping that we get a decent landlord. And you can be part of the solution, being a member.
The new owners say they'll wait until the weather warms and the mud dries before holding a party to mark their big change from renter to owner. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.